Proclamation number 7488 of 27th of December, 1959. Confidence in fulfillment of prayers. You can always live in firm faith that I will hear you if you pray to me in spirit and in truth. And even if help does not come immediately, it will not fail to arrive, for I will not leave any prayer unfulfilled which is sent to me in spirit and in truth. But I also often have to test you as to whether you persevere. Therefore you should not waver in your faith. You need only wait with certainty that you will be fulfilled, and I will truly not disappoint you. Again and again I tell you that you should be firm in your faith, and one day the time will come when it will be easy for you to muster this faith in my certain help, and then you will also have overcome the world. But you still have to struggle for this faith. You will still get into situations where only right prayer in spirit and in truth will bring you help. And I often let these hardships come upon you because I don't want to achieve anything other than such firm faith. You should never think that I could deny you your requests. You should be completely certain that I will fulfill them, and the easier it will be for me to help you in every adversity. For I too am bound by law. Not that I've a higher power above me which prevents me from doing what I want, but the law of eternal order, which is me myself as the author, forbids acting unlawfully, and a firm faith belongs to the law of eternal order and therefore also carries the strength within itself. You only ever need to think that I am your father who loves you, and you only ever need to imagine an earthly father who is unable to refuse his child any request. How much more likely will your Father in heaven grant his child's every request who trusts him and seeks to gain his love? You can go through earthly life quite safely and carefree. For whatever still weighs you down I will surely take away from you as soon as the time has come. As soon as your faith is alive, so that you are fully convinced and simply expect my help, then it will also be given to you. You only need to pray and then wait. But your prayer must not be a lip prayer which does not reach my ear. Even short heartfelt words with which you present your hardship to me are enough, and they will certainly reach me and be heard. But the weaker your faith is, the longer I will have to disappear, and this will cause you to doubt my love or my might, and then your faith will become increasingly weaker. Because every doubt is a negative effect but will never increase your strength of faith. Therefore you can safely rely on my help, expect it if you have sincerely appealed to me for it. And let it be said to you that I want to win my child's love for me and that I therefore already do everything in order to win its love. And love always wants to give itself away. My love for you, however, is exceedingly great. It only ever wants to give and make you happy, and it will truly not deny itself to you. For this reason, however, it will also grant your every request if you make this possible for me yourselves through undoubted faith. Therefore constantly strive for such faith. Again and again imagine my infinite love for you and know that it will grant you everything, even if it sometimes slips away in order to achieve your even more heartfelt appeal, which is always a prayer in spirit and in truth. Such a prayer always reaches my ear, and such a prayer will also always find fulfillment. Amen.